Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our astrology and are so fascinated by how the patterns reflect in the stars, in our daily lives, in the headlines around us. And we will look at this pattern to see if we can give you some tools to navigate your world better. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, rowanrobbins.com, and I am speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm joined by my two New York compatriots. I'm one of them tonight. The other one's on Fire Island. Mark?
Mark Waltz in New York City on the island of Manhattan. And normally Anne Ortley is with us, but she is on Fire Island. And a little out of reach, but not too bad.
A little out of reach and having a good time.
Yeah.
And what's your website? Let's just get those out front.
It's dharmarising.com. DharmaRising, dharmarising.com. Okay.
Dharmarising.com. And what a week it is. I mean, I think it's a good week. I know she, you know, Anne is recovering from a broken foot. And this is a tough Mercury week. I'm glad she's not trying to hurry anywhere with her healing leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mercury tonight is at 14 degrees of Cancer, and it's opposing Pluto at 11 Capricorn, and squaring Uranus at 16 Aries. So it has been for a few days and will be for the next couple of days.
Yeah,
so far this week, it's been crazy.
It's basically carrying that squared energy from one to the next.
Right.
It
is.
The square Pluto.
And it's echoing that square that started in April that we felt again exact in June when early June, Mercury was at this aspect.
Yep.
And now we may be having something coming to a head, something coming to resolution that we've been working on since April through June and again. We can also just be noticing tremendous, with Mercury opposed Pluto, I see transportation, I see thoughts, because Mercury is both thoughts and loss. And our thoughts of loss through transportation, we've had several major airplane accidents or, you know, planes shot down, planes hitting buildings, planes accidents. There's so many planes every day that make it home safely. You know, it's by far, we can't let that screw our thinking about flying, but it is pretty powerful, the sense of how close life and death comes with Mercury opposed Pluto, square Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard, one friend of mine just found out she was both diabetic and had stage 3 cancer in one day as Mercury hit this aspect.
Well,
I had... it was good news that she found out. You know, when we looked at her chart, we saw how this aspect was squaring her Mercury, but supporting her Sun and Moon. So when they found the cancer, she could begin aggressive self-care.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the turning point for the cancer. It was a shock to her mind, but it was her chance to get at what was already hidden and happening. So it was actually a chance to save herself.
Good.
And I've seen this in a couple of places in people's lives where they're having to deal with some tough news or feeling sad or feeling uncomfortable about some place in their life. But that sadness or uncomfortability is helping them find what really needs to be found. And take themselves seriously in their happiness,
If they'll take the inward direction, it brings them to the source of their own power.
Beautiful. And you get that from the Mercury-Pluto?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, there's always
great
a choice.
Iteration.
You get a piece of news. And, this one, the choice that's a good one to take is to say, how can I use this, what I'm learning here, how can I use this to move closer to my own center of my own power. And it puts you
That's
in touch
beautiful.
With that very deeply. So
yeah.
It's Pluto wants us to be in touch with our power and to use it to transform.
Right. And to use it in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Down the two nights ago, just as the sun went into Leo and decided to act out, and with this combination, Venus is also following close on the heels of Mercury and will soon and is already technically opposed Pluto and square Uranus. But a few days,
mm-hmm.
2 days ago, a block from me, there were three small houses in a row, and in the middle house, with two elderly men living upstairs with a dog and and three people downstairs who were just rehabbing the whole house, the girlfriend of the owner of the house got mad. Something happened. I don't know what could have happened. But she set his house on fire. And she started the back of the house and the garage on fire.
Wow.
Now, the garage was filled with acetylene torches, oxygen tanks, and flammable liquids from rehabbing the house. So we had oxygen tanks popping across the street. And we had, she found her power. She was feeling disempowered in the relationship. She found her power, but misused it terribly.
Right. Yeah.
A dog died. Elderly men had to be hauled out of the second floor and are in emergency. Two houses are gone. The siding has melted off another house. And because of that sense of emotional loss, Venus opposed Pluto, and making an inaccurate move. I think the rebels who are caught between Ukraine and Russia and seem to be shooting at planes, as do Hamas and the Middle East, there's a fear of loss. You know, who's right, who's wrong? I just feel this fear of loss that's that Venus, Mercury, opposed Pluto, causing really erratic behavior. Now, Uranus can be erratic on a bad day, but as you put it, it can be transformingly, powerfully positive in a good day.
Yeah.
So you put it so well. How do we find a good use of our power here?
Yeah, and that square to Uranus, it can make people do things too quickly, too rashly.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you slow the impulse a little bit, you can get a correct intuition.
Right.
So it can be a mental impulse, and then if you sort out those mm-hmm. mental impulses before they become actions,
mm-hmm.
you can sort out which ones are valid and beneficial.
Right.
If you just act without doing any sorting first, you don't know. It sort of depends on what falls out of the tumbler, you know.
Mm-hmm. Guys, well put.
So rather than take what falls out of the tumbler, you know, look at the whole mess going around and say, I'll take
mm-hmm.
that one.
mm-hmm. And look at the farther horizon. Mercury, Uranus and Aries is not good for impulse control.
Right.
And, you know, we can just say what we think, you know, no filter on the mouth. And can we hold it a little longer and play for the far view rather than the short term?
Yeah, and it would be good to pay attention to that, because now we see Mars going into Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, so
Mars and
Scorpio,
conjuncting Saturn. Tell us about Mars
keeps.
And Scorpio.
Plays for keeps, you know.
It plays for keeps. It plays hardball, and it plays for keeps, yes.
Yeah, it's Russian roulette with real bullets.
Mm-hmm.
One real
mm-hmm.
bullet.
It's, right. It's going to be in there until mid-September. So
yeah.
You're absolutely right. You do not start a fight. You do not want to finish. Extra gentleness.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And choosing well.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, that Mars in Scorpio is also a place where we need to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there it's a matter of seeing the consequences and then seeing even a little further than the first consequence you saw, you know, and just seeing a string.
And this doesn't necessarily mean taking crap. I mean,
right,
but it's choosing very carefully how to react to it. In Scorpio,
right.
Some people will start to project their anger. And you need to sidestep it or just say, no, I'm not taking it. But to escalate from there will not further.
Yeah. Cause
then, that
then
worries me a little bit.
Up.
With Mars and Scorpio, they never back down. They tend to kind of pull inside and plot something devious rather than attack directly. Now, Mars and Scorpio also gives us great focus, great research capacity, great investigative qualities. It wants to unearth the truth. There's some beautiful things about Mars and Scorpio. It can be great for people's sex lives, but it can at the same time bring that you know, angry edge when it goes into its dark side. That's a little scary for some of the political issues that are cooking right now. Very territorial and retribution-oriented. I mean, even the best New Age lavender person who meditates all the time may find themselves wanting to get even with Mars and Scorpio. But having the feeling and choosing to act on it are very different things.
Yeah, and very often the best choice is to bring clarity to the same clarity that you see, bring it to the situation for others. And then everyone sees, you know, the truth in the matter, and the truthful action will be taken.
That's wonderful.
You know, and then you don't need to be the only one figuring it out and devising. That's one of the things that happens that throws Mars and Scorpio off, is if Mars feels isolated. So, you know, you as the actor feel you're the only one that sees what needs to be done. Whereas if you challenge yourself to bring it out and say, I have to have at least one other person who sees it the same way before I'll act. So
that's
you need one collaborator.
Excellent point. That is an excellent
point.
You
know,
a little objectivity really helps.
And most of these terrible things that happen, if they would just insist to themselves on having a collaborator. So even, you know, some of these, I don't know, goofy, like, shootings and stuff that happen. So often we hear, well, the person figured it all out on their own and they were, you know, out of touch. But it's like if they would go by the rule that if I can convince someone else that it's right for me to do this, then I can go ahead. And chances are you won't find somebody if you're really off, you know. Yeah, there is always the chance that you'll find someone and two of you go down for the same thing, but it's unlikely. If you start asking around, you're going to get enough people checking in and helping you.
That's beautiful. Now, we have a bunch of people on the line. I want to get to them.
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes on what do you see about this coming new moon in Leo this weekend?
New moon in Leo is always nice because Leo, especially, you know, it's very fitting for this time of year. We have the full warmth of the sun and the warmth of Leo. This particular
conjunct
one.
Conjunct Jupiter.
It's conjuncting Jupiter. And Jupiter, it'll be just past the exact conjunction. Jupiter's at 2. And the sun and moon form their new moon in third degree. So it's just 1 degree away. It's bringing that wonderful big Jupiter energy into the sun. So there should be, for anyone who wants to feel some optimism, there should be a good dose of optimism. It's
Saturday, you reach
for it.
But Mars goes into Scorpio the same day. So it feels like to me that there's this wonderful bloom of optimism with swirling monsters underneath.
Yes.
And we can choose what part we tune into or how we respond to it. Don't be surprised if you have a mixed feeling. If, like, the beautiful sunny day and how gorgeous and lovely and what else is going on? You know, you're aware that there is, you know, a World War III cooking on the edges and people hurting each other and danger happening here and there. Both are true.
Yeah.
The depths are happening and the beauty of the moment and the wonderfully Shakespearean quality of life. It's right there.
Yeah, and throw in the inconjunct between Saturn and Uranus too. And
yes.
You realize there's a challenge and a sort of a difficulty in trying to make some changes in our actual surroundings and reality.
Right. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I want to add a little practical note to the Mercury opposed Pluto square Uranus. When my mate's phone was stolen, pickpocketed, our internet went totally dead for 24 hours. If you have ordinary practical communication issues, just breathe through it, keep going, and look for your options. It'll move through quickly, but until Mercury gets out of this Uranus-Pluto aspect, communications are a little screwy. But in this, so we have four people on hold.
Okay.
Let's get to them. I say to anybody who's online, we're going to try to move through you fairly quickly so we can get to everybody. If you've been on lately, take a break and let us get to other people. But if you haven't, we'd love to talk to you. Our number here is 213-943-3434. No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's 347-215-8881. My apologies. See, Mercury doing it. So here we are at 748. You're on the line. How can we help you? Hello? Okay, we'll put them back on hold and try another one. Hello?
Okay.
538, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello, I'm just listening tonight.
Okay, we'll put you back on hold. Hello, 5386274, you're on the line. Hello? Hello? See, Oops. Communications interrupted. Hello, 538, you're on the line. Are you there? Hello? No, okay.
Okay. You got another one?
212, you're on the line. Are you there? Hello? Wow,
well,
we are having remarkable
right?
communication times.
If you've been
Hello?
On the line and you didn't hear, you could try hanging up and trying again. There might be a difficulty.
Okay. Hello. Are you on the line? No.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, there's somebody.
Hello. You are.
Hello?
There you are. Hi. How can we help you?
Are you talking
Hello?
To 212? Are you
yes,
talking
I
to
am.
212?
I'm talking
Hello.
To you.
Okay, great.
Now we probably have everybody, right?
No. How can we? What's your birth information and how can we help you?
Right. Okay, January 27th, 1947, Sweetwater, Texas, and that's the one that's in Nolan County.
Okay, what time?
Mm-hmm.
Around 6:30 a.m.
Sweetwater, Texas. And Sweetwater in Texas means something. I tell you what. There's
and
so much water
two,
in Texas is not sweet. So, and you're in Nolan County because there are two. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So that means you know your astrology and you've had your chart done before. I can tell.
Yes.
And you are an Aquarius, Moon, and Aries with Capricorn rising at 16 degrees. So you've got all the planets talking to your chart. How can we help you tonight?
I have a particular eye problem, and I think I can solve it holistically. And does it look like I can do that? And if so, is it going to take like 2 years or 12 years, or do you see anything happening with that?
So, you know, we're going to be careful about talking about anything medical, and we ask you to take really good care of yourself and make your own decisions, but we'll talk about what we can see. It is, and when you talk about eye problems, are you talking?
I don't know if I'm blocking things just because I'm not seeing things. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm also doing absolutely Western medicine stuff, so it's not like I'm
good.
You know,
you're working on it all in all directions. That's
yes,
good to know.
Absolutely.
I see your progressed moon at 6 degrees of of Libra coming up to conjunct your progressed Neptune at 9 degrees of Libra in your 10th house, and then 10 degrees your natal Neptune. So for the next 4 months, you probably won't know what's going on with this. And
okay.
You'll probably have to, I mean, it's like walking through the fog, quite literally. You can't see where you're going. You can't see where you're coming from. But each day you can figure out what will work for you. So this is going to ask you, you know, Aries moons want to hurry up. I mean, your moon is very close to mine. We want to hurry up. We want to just get on with it, get it done. We're looking 10 feet down the way, so we don't see what we're doing right in front of us sometimes. I'm really good at hurrying and putting my cup down over the edge of the table and spilling it. So, you know, when you're thinking about curing in 2 years, you're not thinking about today what makes you healthier. And so it's really asking you to stay in the moment, stay present, and stay clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then just do what I do each day, and then we'll see what happens.
Day. Exactly.
Okay.
And
no,
don't worry about hurrying it. Worry about being present with it. And work on with Mercury in with your progressed moon in Libra coming up to conjunct Neptune. You want to look on balances of even hydration. Are you hydrating right, or is there dryness in the eyes because you're not, you know, you need more electrolytes? Is there a gluten problem which is affecting inflammation in your? It's all about balances in your chart. Here.
Okay.
Was
All
there
right.
any injury to the head or to the eye?
No.
No.
Okay, that's good. With Moon and Aries in the third, that can sometimes be an issue. So that isn't one. That's good. So if it's in that case, I would say it's a really step by step. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you want to use an all-around approach and work carefully with it. And then really it's true what Heather's pointing out with the progressed moon. As a conjuncture, natal Neptune, it's hard to sort out. So you'll have, you know, you'll believe one thing and another thing, and none of them will quite add up to the real reality. But,
right, so it's staying in the present, you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can do it, meaning I can make a difference. If I stay in
you can make a difference.
Yeah,
now, you may deal with some... Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, pick the steps that you're going to take, both with all the different medical approaches and spiritual approaches that you have in mind, and choose among them which things you'll do. So like you have a little menu for each of those, and you kind of put the meal together, and then just go about doing it. And don't question it too much. But if you've picked a good set of things from each menu, you know, two or three things, like an appetizer, an encore, a main course, and a dessert, and, you know, just do those from two or three different menus and do them regularly. And then in 3 or 4 months' time, you'll be able to see which ones are actually the most beneficial. And then you may do a sorting out at that point.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and there's Jupiter is coming up to conjunct your Saturn and Pluto and opposing your Sun and Jupiter. And Pluto is coming to cross your ascendant and Uranus is exactly squaring your ascendant. So this is really affecting your sense of identity. And you're looking at the, you know, give yourself room to look at the really scary things. It's like, you know, you mentioned right away at the beginning, it's like, what are you afraid to look at? Like, what are you not looking at? This may be healing some deep old past life, like the part of you that said, I don't want to see this. And sure enough, you're not seeing it now. But this
That's
is what,
I what
we're saying is like, yeah, that giving yourself room for things that float up. That's not, so, you know, if you've got some spiritual support or doing some, you know, therapy or regression work around those issues, might be helpful, because it feels like they're not relevant to today. You're so strong, you're so competent, and you know it may be time to deal with some things this life or other times, other lives. You know, it's way in the past that you weren't ready to see then. You're strong enough now, and but that old mindset of I don't want to see it is still affecting your health. But as Jupiter goes through that, it's a chance to, over your Saturn and Pluto, it may be a chance to free up something that's been stuck in you and give you room. You know?
You're giving me hope. I really appreciate that, and thank you for staying strong. That's really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're good. Pretty amazing. You take care.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay.
No, thanks. Bye.
Okay, and I think that's it for the day. Nobody else is raising their hand. And so we're going to talk about how people can make the most of this new moon and at home to this next week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any suggestions for this? I mean, besides go to any performance arts. I mean, with the new moon in Leo, you know, go see Hamlet. You know, go see something that overacting is supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, or something beautiful. Go engaging in nature. Doing ordinary things under new moon in Leo is a little tricky. So make everything extraordinary, even if it's just your laundry.
Yeah,
would you say to that?
Don't take offense if people are a little into their egos. Just some people will kind of take the Leo ego trip, you know, and just let them be king for a day or queen for a day. Okay, fine, you know. that's not going to really grow anything. And instead realize what it is that everyone is supposed to get from your own sun shining. And let that shine. The new moon in Leo is really, it's our chance to let the sun shine from our own heart and people will pick it up. So it'll be on that day and then it sets something in motion to go forward. And remember, while you're doing that the sun doesn't shine for itself. The sun shines for everyone that absorbs the energy of the sun. All the plants, all the flowers, all the people, all the animals, all the whole planet, all the other planets, right? So the sun really shines in order that it gives that energy out. That's the thing that Leos have to remember. They can sometimes get lost because they see the reflection of what's shining out of them, and they think that's
wonderful.
Me. Right, but it's not you. It's how everyone sends the love back.
Yeah, that is perfect.
Yep.
That is perfect. So in this next week, send some prayers out for while that Mars gets into Scorpio. Be ready to forgive. Be careful about choosing your arguments. And send some prayers out to the parts of the world that are caught in contentious behavior. This weekend there may be some unusual shaking down. You know, it's a good weekend if you have to move with Mercury square Uranus. But
That's right.
Do you need to move in yourself and move forward and make some changes? Early next week, Venus opposes Pluto, and we'll be painfully aware of something we have lost or something that we could lose. But that's not to make us more possessive, but to make us remember our true values and to love more. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And Mark?
Mark Waltz from New York City.
And do you two have anything, are you suspending your summer program? And we'll start in the fall.
We're meeting every Tuesday. We are off for a few weeks.
You are?
Well, yeah, we're letting Anne's foot heal up a bit, but she's moving around town again.
Where do you meet?
We meet at the Church of the Transfiguration, which you get to by going through the Open Center, on 30th Street off of 5th Avenue in New York City. And we meet at 7 o'clock every Tuesday evening. So come on down.
And I'm there with you when I'm in town. And I'd love to be there soon. You take care, everybody. Have a good week. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, Heather.
Bye.